news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Murder charges now filed against 26-year-old Luigi Mangione, the suspect in last week's killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. He was picked up in Pennsylvania. ABC's Aaron Katursky is at the McDonald's where he was spotted.
Investigators from the NYPD and the Manhattan District Attorney's Office are here in Altoona. They're just starting to go through some of the evidence collected here and through his social media, where they see a post about an x-ray of a spine and other posts indicating he read books about back injuries.
Mangione was the valedictorian of his private high school in Baltimore, where he graduated in 2016. He went on to get his bachelor's and master's degrees in computer science from Penn. Celebrations continue in Syria after the 50-year rule of President Bashar Assad was brought down over the weekend. A wildfire breaking out in Malibu, California. It's spreading rapidly on hillsides near Pepperdine University. The winds right now gusting up to 65 miles an hour. This is ABC News. After 5 days of deliberations, a New York jury this week finding 26-year-old Marine vet Daniel Penny not guilty of criminally negligent homicide in the chokehold case of a New York City subway car that took the life of Jordan Neely back in 2023. The Neely family attorney, Dante Mills, reacting to the verdict.
There's some people who look at this and say, oh, Jordan was houseless. He had mental issues, almost as if he deserved this to happen to him.
Social media app TikTok and its China-based parent company ByteDance filing an emergency motion yesterday to try to stop that looming January ban.
The company says it's appealing an earlier decision that ruled the ban could move forward, now sending the issue to the Supreme Court. TikTok claiming small businesses on the platform stand to lose around $1 billion if the app is taken off American App Store.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Plane maker Boeing did follow through on its promise, laid off 900 workers in Washington State and California Monday. The start of their 10% workforce reduction. Sherry.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at wiss.fm.
Badgers losing their quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Badgers' starting quarterback, Tyler Van Dyke, has announced he's entered the transfer portal. Van Dyke suffered a torn ACL in his right knee, week 3, ending his season. He was replaced by Braden Locke. Wisconsin has hired a new offensive coordinator, 58-year-old Jeff Grimes, most recently with Kansas. NBA, the Bucks host the Magic tonight in Milwaukee. It's an NBA Cup quarterfinal game. Major League Baseball meetings underway in Dallas. The Brewers say that Christian Yelich, making progress from his back surgery. Manager Pat Murphy on shortstop Willie Adames leaving the team in free agency after signing with the Giants.
Willie, the guy can play, man. You want the ball hit to him in a big situation. You want him at the plate. He plays every day, and you want him up in every big situation. He's proven it time and time again. That's who he is. He loves it. He revels in it. I mean, we've lost a lot. We lost Burns. We lost Hader in the recent years. But losing this guy, woo.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce. all three of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador to Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW.
Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. It's a nice day out there.
It is. 35.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to get cool, though. But I told you I'm going to the Botanical Gardens, and out of all, with some people from the community shelter, of all days to buy my tickets, I buy them for Thursday night. Well, we're bartending tomorrow.
Yeah, we are.
I got something else tonight. So Thursday, I bought them, you know, a week ago.
I'm a little, I'm going to be honest with you.
What the highest, Johnny?
What?
9.
Oh,
you can come with us if you'd like.
Yeah. I'm a little, I don't want to say nervous. I don't really get nervous. I told you there's only 2 times I've ever been nervous, like doing things. One was that thing with the band. We had to read that thing I told you about in the park. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because you had your timing.
Yeah. And I'm not musically,
no,
whatever.
Right. You couldn't tell when.
I'm a little nervous about the bartending thing because I can't. I don't know why. I can't put a good head on a beer.
We'll get there at 3:30. Right? It's at 4 o'clock at the start.
We'll practice. Todd, you seem like the guy that would be perfect at that.
I know.
Doesn't Todd seem like the kind of guy that would...
He's a good listener. Yeah. That's why you would just talk.
I know.
Whereas some people go in there and they want to be listened to. And yeah.
There's nothing better than when you're at a bar.
Yeah.
And you're sitting at the bar. And it's probably like 1960s interior,
yeah,
you know, older,
yeah,
bar, right? Oh,
yeah. Paneling.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's got that smell, right?
Yeah.
From days when you can smoke in the bars,
yeah,
and
right,
stuff like that. And you order a beer.
Oh, what'd you like, hun?
And they put that beer down, and the head is perfect. And maybe it just slightly rolls off the edge.
I can't do that. I want to do that. And I'm...
I think 4 or 5, and we'll be fine.
4 or 5 what?
Trials of doing it.
I know.
You don't have to really master that. I mean, you will master that with, I said, like, we'll get there 1/2 hour early.
Do you put it?
Because people are going to be mad. I mean,
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's right. Exactly. Do you touch the spigot?
I don't think so.
No?
I think it's got to fall, the beer's got to fall to the glass. You know what I'm saying? It can't just slide out. I think the beer has to fall. I don't think you touch the spigot to the
glass.
I don't think so.
I got to think about that.
We should have asked her yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
Lisa and Ashley. Believe me, there's some bartenders listening. So
I know.
Somebody
help me out in this. I don't want to. I'm literally, I don't get nervous for anything.
$4.
And this has me nervous.
Right. And it's probably like $4 a beer.
Well, that's what I mean.
So
I mean,
people are going to complain.
If you don't do it right, it's 25%. Well, that's what we're talking about. I would never. Okay, so you're the opposite of me. Like when we get our bartending license, you want to go to the high class kind of places.
I do.
I want to go to the low class places. But because I don't want somebody to say, hey, I want a Harvey Wallbanger. And it's like, what?
Yeah. That's when you yell out for your assistant.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, I think the tips are going to be better at the high end plays.
I know, but they're good. They're going to expect better.
Right.
You know.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might just.
What is. Okay, go ahead. Hey, hi, Jim. I voted for you. Just so you know, I voted for you. I had a sign in my yard for you. Yeah. I'd like a Harvey Wallbanger.
Still in my garage.
I want a Harvey Wallbanger, a Southern Comfort old fashioned.
I can do that.
And what did you want there? A Long Island iced tea.
That would. Yeah. I'm gonna have a.
Could you handle that?
Nope. I'm gonna have a button on that. Can I help you? And then in little letters, it's gonna say with, and then it's gonna just have my three drinks that I.
Oh, that's, yeah.
So I can make.
Would you know how to make a Harvey Wallbanger?
You know, I'd have to look that up, but that's pretty
Long
easy.
Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, same thing, right? It's just three or four shots of something.
I don't know. We got that. But, we won't have to worry about serving. Oh. No, ice.
Serving ice. Remember that story?
Yeah, thanks, Tori.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's true.
I caused a massive flu outbreak in De Pere because of that.
All right, Mike's coming. Mike, get there 3:50.
I'll be stopping for a beer at 4 o'clock. You can practice on me, Mike.
Mike, come at 3:50.
Then another one. It's not difficult. I'll teach you, Michael.
All right.
Okay. But I think they do. I think they do touch the spigot.
I think Todd's that's right. Called, It's
actually,
all in
my son's
that,
a bartender. We should call him.
It's all in that. Just it's very little things. The angle of the glass.
That's
you know,
what
another
I mean.
10
yeah.
degrees.
But
touching
if you
the
get
spigot
it wrong,
or not touching the
people
spigot,
are
right.
really ticked off.
Yeah, especially.
Mm-hmm. Hold the glass firmly at a 45 degree angle.
Okay.
Pour the beer slowly down the side of the glass to avoid too much foam. When the glass is half full, tilt it upright to finish pouring.
Probably not half.
Where'd you get that from?
Three quarters.
This was on. Well, this is
what,
I'm just saying, what a bartender
if it,
says.
But if you do it at half, don't you think you're going to start the foam when you go upright?
Todd, say that again.
So what you do is you hold the glass firmly at a 45-degree right. angle.
Okay.
Pour the beer slowly down the side of the glass.
Sure.
Right? To allow to avoid too much foam. And then when the glass is half full, tilt it upright to finish pouring. I always forget the tilt back up.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I would tilt it back up a little bit later.
Because you're the rule breaker, you know?
But how much,
whatever you get, information from somebody, Jim's like, I don't think so. The sky's blue.
How many inches of foam is the proper foam?
Finish with a half to an inch and a half head of foam. That's what you want.
Inch and a half?
A half to an inch and a half.
Oh, that's
in
all?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it'd be more. I thought it was like 2 inches.
No. No, these will be perfect pints.
Okay.
That's going to be fun.
I know it's going to be fun, but I don't want to be, you know.
Listen, if I went to this event and you guys poured me a beer and there wasn't much foam, I think I would forgive you because it's still beer and it still tastes great.
We got to text you. Isn't that tough, guys, to pour a damn beer?
It's 12 minutes. Yeah, okay. All right, we can figure that out.
But some people are very
particular.
Particular how they want their foam.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. All right, we'll practice. Mike's coming early. 3:50, we'll do a couple trials.
Yeah, let's do that.
4 o'clock, boom.
Yeah, okay.
We're open for business.
All right.
I wanted to ask you, because I know you've been following it, that the guy from Minnesota that was shot, right, in New York, and I told you I was out there last week, right by the hotel, and visibility, and I don't know if he wanted to get caught, but isn't that... I mean, it's sad that happened. I want to get back to the assassin. His background, what a wasted life that's going to be. You know, valedictorian of his high school class, all boys school, pretty well-to-do family, and very articulate and just an unbelievable reader. You see, he started the book club. You see all those books he read?
Yeah.
I mean, he's like you, Johnny. He just reads, and into, he was obviously angry. We talked about this last night a little bit at the new community shelter. I had a meeting last night. And we talked about this, but, you know, there's some people who are in the community shelter because of insurance, right? I mean, just something didn't get reimbursed. And
I used to clean houses for a realtor, and I enjoyed it because I loved it. Isn't that weird? I got weird things. One of my favorite things in the world was cleaning out foreclosed houses because I'd keep some of the stuff and everything. But... almost every, I know.
They're being foreclosed on.
I know.
Look at this. This is worth something. Well, John, why don't you give them
back? But most of them were because of an insurance type thing. Somebody had a medical, you know, catastrophe, whatever you want to call it, and they didn't have good insurance, and they lost their houses.
Yep.
I mean, I used to clean out their houses because of that. So, I mean, that's a legitimate thing. I mean, that destroys people's lives.
Right. And I think
I'm not condoning anything, but I'm just saying that, like, how it affects a person.
Because the reaction from the public wasn't like, you know, put this guy in a chair and plug it in.
I know.
So I think we have some work to do. And we talked a little bit about copycat. And if you look at industries that people are upset with, fuel, utilities, you know what I mean? Like, I just hope people understand that there's ways to do it, become a lobbyist or something. But, well, that was an extreme.
Thankfully, you guys are not in the position where people, in a high paying position where people will hate you. So I think you guys are safe.
Well, I tell you,
we're in the lowest paying position.
We are.
We're not, folks, you can come here and shoot us right through the window. And it's like, you know what? Yeah, I don't blame you.
But his family owns a talk radio.
I know. Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple texts here. Just look at the little lines on the side of the plastic cup. Don't trust them with glass, Todd. Got another one here.
They don't do plastic there, do they?
No, we're high class.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. People aren't buying beer. They're buying the opportunity to interact with local legend.
Jeez. That's going to take a lot of beer before they have that feeling.
I got too much bleeping foam on my beer.
Right.
Please wear a belt tomorrow night.
Yes, John. We don't want you
after that story yesterday.
Right, pulling up your pants.
I had some reaction to that one myself. I got some texts.
I put together a great promo for that.
Okay, I literally got some. I don't know why I even told this. Why did I tell that story? I just had a bad morning. Can you believe what a bad Sunday morning I had?
Bad. That was bad.
Yeah, but I almost
got stabbed. I was literally. I was in the parking lot with that guy, and we were like face to face. And I was thinking, am I going to be stabbed?
Well, okay, it's not like it was random. I mean, there was a confrontation. You'd get a little bit of an anger management that probably have to work through, don't you think? He does.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, you sit down on this couch here, and you'll be,
I know. Okay, I'm going to be totally honest with you on something. I'm going to come clean. Mm-hmm. Can I come clean?
I just want to say, before you do, I met with a lady yesterday, CPA accounting, to get some stuff done.
Did you collect your money?
Huh?
Did you collect your money? You had a bad day. You were in a bad place yesterday.
I didn't get. I told Todd this morning.
I'm going to say this. I admire you for what you do in raising funds.
Yeah.
Because that's the hardest thing there is in the world is asking people for money, and you do that on a regular basis. I know you had to be the collection man yesterday, which is the hardest thing I've ever done in my lifetime.
It is because people. God bless them. They make pledges, but which is 90% of it to get a pledge. But then when are we going to get the money is the other part. And that's a big part when you got to borrow. You've got construction starting in June. When you got $7 million bill that's coming up, it's like, okay, when's your money coming in?
Can you believe that every morning I woke up for 3 years, I had to raise $19 million?
That's a lot.
$19 million was my job. Isn't that unbelievable?
That's a lot of money, isn't it? And especially when somebody gives you $200 and it's real. It's like, wow, I got a ways
to go. Well, let me just say this, though. I failed, which is why I'm here. Mind on the Mirror, back of this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. My savings tip for today is about meal planning. I know you've heard of it, but let's talk about it. Meal planning will save you money, it reduces impulse purchases, it helps you not waste food, and it may be the very best thing you can do to cut back on your weekly spending. It also helps cut back the number of arguments we have in my house about what's for dinner. A writer of a recent Reader's Digest article said that she saved herself $500 a month on meal planning. I mean, we all eat differently, but those are some real savings. I know, meal planning can be a pain. So I reward myself with a treat while I plan. A beer, some ice cream, maybe a recipe magazine. And in my house, the planner does not have to be the shopper. That's real motivation. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW. 98.3 FM WISS on the Civic Media app worldwide. 34 degrees in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh. Literally no wind out there. It's a beautiful morning to get out there. I walked a lot already this morning.
What do you mean you walked down the steps?
But I, you know what I did though?
You didn't take the elevator.
Yeah.
Or did you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
Is that weird? That I feel like I'm accomplishing something because I walked down the steps.
You are though.
That is
I am something weird?
That's
weird.
No, it's movement.
Oh, it's a little
right?
thing.
It's
yeah, good. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Right. Right. Like I said, moving is the answer. So
yeah, it's log. Is it lager day, Todd?
Lager day, beer day. Yeah, right. Beers, lagers.
Oh. What is a lager beer? I don't know. I know some of my friends are so into beer, I like beer. But hey, can I tell you? Okay,
no, I just
can
I say,
confess
Johnny,
on something.
Yeah.
Todd.
Yeah.
You know the altercation I had at the gas station?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And my Diet Dew?
Yeah.
I did have a Diet Dew in my hand.
Yeah.
But it was actually a Michelob Ultra that I
Oh, so the story changes.
So my breakfast was a croissant, cheese, and sausage sandwich from Quick Trip and a Michelob Ultra. Is that a good breakfast?
Yeah.
You're on your weight loss journey.
See,
for sure.
We talk about all this weight loss and eating. And when I saw Lager Day, I thought that was Larger Day.
I know, but what is? I don't. Todd seems like one of those guys that's like knows specifics.
Isn't the
about
lager
beer.
Just a measurement?
No. According to Wikipedia, a lager is a style of beer brewed and conditioned at low temperatures. Can be a bunch of different ones: pale, amber, dark. Also, besides being maturated in cold storage, it's a bottom fermenting yeast that ferments at cold temperatures. So it's a different kind of makeup.
Okay.
So you know.
Thank you.
If you want a lager, that's a different recipe.
Is it stronger? I don't know.
I'm not sure.
There's people listening. Think, well, yeah, guys are idiots.
What are you?
Jeez, everybody knows that.
Change the channel. Stop listening to those idiots.
Okay.
Hey, I will say this, though. Marketing, I think beer commercials used to be some of the most entertaining commercials.
Yeah.
Weren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those Miller Lite commercials.
Oh, man. I still remember all those beer commercials. Schlitz.
But they always made, like, some of them, like Michelob, made it look like you were really hoity-toity if you drank their beer. You know,
yeah.
Bunch of businessmen sitting in the booth at a bar.
And there are studies that bad commercials destroyed the brand.
Yeah.
I forget which one it was, where it was like something, was it Hams, maybe? Where it the theme was, if you don't drink Hams, you're going to die? It was a weird thing. I'm not even kidding about this, Jim. Todd, look this up.
Okay,
it destroyed the brand.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there's my McDonald's. that destroyed that advertising agency. I mean, that didn't work. There was a huge merger with advertising agencies yesterday. Huge. Two of the largest are getting together. And their claim to fame, one of them was Got Milk.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, that was huge.
That was huge.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was successful, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it turned the industry around. Yeah. No, I'm saying that was one of their things. No, the guy who, or the company that went with My McDonald's, do you remember that? That was short lived. Yeah, that didn't work.
Wow.
What was the other thing?
I got that story for you.
Oh, go ahead.
So it was Schlitz beer.
Schlitz, okay.
Yeah, and the campaign was drink Schlitz or I'll kill you.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
How does that?
Yes.
1977.
Okay.
That's makes no sense. I can't even believe that got out of the
I know. But office. It like destroyed the brand of Schlitz. Is that crazy?
What was it, funny? Like, was it a comedy thing?
It was supposed to be.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, who would say that? Wow. I don't remember that.
Like you'd get eaten by a bear or something was one of their commercials. Oh. It was a weird thing.
Maybe.
And that's what they went and it destroyed the brand.
Were they saying because of hams?
I don't know what it was, but that destroyed the
beer.
I've had beer from the fountain and from the German mug. And it's funny how you remember all these beer slogans. Well, those were great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, that
I remember the one of the things was, give that man a blue ribbon, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Those advertising agencies are, you know, I don't know.
You know, sometimes that's what, you hear, that's but what I wanted to
the
do.
Idea
do you know,
comes
you know
from
that? That's
very,
what I
very
wanted
simple.
To do. I didn't want to be a sportscaster. I wanted to work for an ad agency.
Yeah. You could be good at that. You're pretty creative.
That was my golden life was to work for an ad agency.
And if you get people feeling good, kind of laughing, their tendency to be happy and like your product more, even though it's not that great of a product.
I was actually going through, that's ironic, going through some old ads last night for like Dippity Doo, that hair product and stuff.
Dippity Doo,
And I'm sitting here going, these are really not that good of ad campaigns, but for some reason they work.
They stick with it. Is that something? Yeah. I got an A+ in one class in my life.
Wow.
Advertising class at Arizona State.
Nice.
Okay. And we had to produce a video commercial. We had to produce a 30-second commercial.
All right.
Okay. And I did remember the Johnny Carson character? I don't remember the name.
Art Fern?
No. No. Where he wore like the plaid sport coat, the used car kind of guy. Yep. Hey, come down. That guy. So I did it as a takeoff on that. And I had, and this dating me, okay, I had a big poster of Farrah Fawcett and Sylvester Stallone. Okay. Hey, Saturday morning, what are you doing? And come on down to so-and-so's car lot. Sylvester Stallone. Farrah Fawcett won't be there. But anyway,
it was Art Fern. He was the guy.
He'd take the
cut off at the slosh. Then
that was the
like
guy.
That.
Yeah. Art Fern. Yes. That's who I did a takeoff on. Well, only time I ever got an A+ in my entire
life.
That's
awesome.
Yes.
My advertising class.
You had that poster, didn't you?
Oh, Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah.
Everybody did.
No, I didn't.
Everybody had.
I did not have that poster.
Everybody had that on their wall.
I did. Like, I had a poster up of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I had a thing for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Close.
Because they were the first ones.
The only ones.
Yeah, to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So where'd you have in your house?
No.
Did mom allow that?
No.
Oh,
God. Yeah, no, in my dorm room.
In between his bed. In between the box spring.
No, that didn't happen. I got an A in advertising as well. My thing, I had mentioned it one time, was on Frigo Cheese.
Okay.
There's a cheese company. And the buying was done through the kids. So it was all about... I put it to a jingle and, I love Frigo cheese because it's so good for me. And then naturally, and just, anyway, it was a jingle with billboards and then some media. And he's like, that is really, really good. So that's what I did.
You were an idea guy.
I can see that. I can see you having somebody else do it.
I was in college, John.
Even then, I can see you having somebody else do it. Mind of the Mayor, we got Heather Heil coming up.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of special guests. Frank Hermans. John Miller, NBC 26, and Kerry Josephson, back with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
So it's that time of the year, thinking about something new in 2025. I'm PM Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. Maybe that involves a bigger garden or adding livestock to the small acreage you've got. Well, whatever you're going to do, start small. That's the suggestion from Leslie Sachina. She is the owner and operator of Cylon Rolling Acres in Deer Park, Wisconsin, where she's focused in on goat production. She said, well, a lot of folks are entertained by those animals. They take work.
I recommend, and I talk to other folks who are interested in doing what we're doing, even if it's a different animal protein too, but they're interested in the direct market piece. I think a lot of times it's start small, start to add up as, you know, grow incrementally, because if you try to do too much at once, you can have a lot of lost balls on the farming side or drop balls on the retail side. And it's okay to grow slowly, because when you're selling your product or even bringing it to, you know, a traditional livestock market, it's easier to work with smaller numbers as you get started and get established in building a market than it is to have a lot of product to get out there and then have to find and source where you go as well.
Not bad advice from Leslie Sachina. She and her husband own and operate Cylon Rolling Acres in Deer Park, Wisconsin, where they're managing about 140 acres that they graze on a herd of about 100 goats. Find them online, CylonRollingAcres.com.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
And new calendar year, new face at the Food and Farm Exploration Center in Plover. Alexandria Barrett has been named their new executive director, officially starting January 2nd. She's got nearly two decades of progressive leadership experience in the nonprofit sector, most recently serving as the manager of philanthropy for the Boy Scouts of America. That's just a quick snapshot on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. I am Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
Matt and Air on Air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
One of the biggest health stories over the last year or two has been the use of semaglutides for weight loss. Demand just keeps rising, and now with a huge investment, Wisconsin will be helping to fill that demand. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin.
The Packers Heritage Trail Monument is gone. Monday morning, crews removed the statues, photos, and pavers from the monument near the corner of Adams and Washington Streets. A part of downtown Green Bay since 2013, the monument was moved to make way for an 8-story, 268-unit luxury apartment building. The city of Green Bay paid over $109,000 to disassemble the monument. Packers Heritage Trail has yet to determine its new location. The students of Green Bay's East High School are holding the Drive Up, Drop Off food drive for Eats for East this week. Student Council Advisor Matthew Vandenhouten.
We have 70% of our students are economically disadvantaged that rely on our, you know, free breakfast or reduced breakfast and lunches. But when they go home on weekends, sometimes they don't know where the food's coming from.
Non-perishable food donations will be taken at East High Wednesday and Thursday from 3:30 till 5:30 p.m. Donations can also be dropped off at the East High School main office during school hours this week. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay. That's not good. Good morning, everybody.
Wow.
Yeah, a little something on the throat there. Yeah. Hey, good morning. It's a beautiful day out there. 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98. I want to be a puker for one day, Todd.
No, not today.
Hi. Not today. Todd Michael, hi. Todd, give it to me.
Hey, everybody.
There you go.
Good morning. 34 degrees right now. Great day as you're waking up. Make sure and grab that cereal and an extra cup of coffee. You're going to need it.
Love it.
I'm taking a day off around Christmas.
It is you can animal. Okay, I know. This is not my day. I don't know what a lager beer is, how lager is made. We talked about that.
Well, we do now.
Well, now we do because of Todd. Mm-hmm. Animal rights day. What does that mean?
So like pets and stuff like that and testing on animals and stuff like that.
Okay.
I give to that.
Yeah.
I do. You are such a liar.
No, I do, John.
You do not.
Yeah, I do.
I bet he does.
You donate to that?
I do.
I would. Yeah.
I do. And they get those. I know you said you don't like that company as much, but you get the stickers, the return address stickers with a picture of like an animal on. Yeah, I use that when I pay bills and stuff. That's what I use for my turn. I have to write my name on there. Yeah, I donate to those guys.
Wow. Hey, you know, remember I talked about...
It's not PETA.
No, not PETA.
No, this is...
This is different.
These people are, like, adoption.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean...
Health.
They're not... Nobody in the...
Spay and neuter.
These animals aren't out making money and donating, no. So we got to do it for them.
Okay. You know, I remember I talked the other day. It's like it's embarrassing when they flip the little screen around.
Oh, yeah, the no tip.
The tip. Mm-hmm. And they see, okay.
Yeah.
What? Where was I the other day?
Right here, right? Next door to us?
That well, they do guy? That. They do that there. Okay. Yeah, for sure. But I don't. Okay, I'm not even going to start that.
Okay. All right, what were you talking about? I interrupted.
$7 for a cup of coffee. Are you kidding me?
I know. And then what's your tip?
I know. No. So anyway.
Don't smoke in bed.
I know. No, it's someplace. So would you?
Don't
smoke in bed.
That's my tip.
Oh, that's your tip. Gotcha. Okay, I didn't grasp that.
Oh, I didn't get that either. Todd just snorted. We just got to snort. I didn't get that either. Okay. Oh, I have to say,
sometimes he just slides.
I know.
Head, right?
I agree. I agree. No, but it was. I don't know where I was, and the lady flipped the thing around.
Old, by the way. Don't smoke
in
bed. We used to say that back.
Who smokes anymore? Who smokes in bed? I want to find the last person that smoked in bed.
I know. They still fires once in a while on the sofa. But anyway, okay, go ahead, John.
The lady flipped it around, and it's like, would you like to donate to? Mm-hmm. And it was like it was almost like the human fund, some weird thing, kind. You know what I mean? And I did because I was embarrassed to not.
Yeah, especially for the childhood, this and that.
It was some.
I have to say this, and I'm big on, you know, giving and all that kind of stuff. But I was reading some reports yesterday about how these companies will, you know, XYZ company donates $10 million this year to various charities. Well, guess where they're getting the money from?
Where?
Not from them. That's when you go up to the register and say, would you like to donate a dollar?
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
So it's not going above and beyond what the company's giving. They're using your money to pad their.
That's what this felt like.
Yeah.
That's exactly what
these
this
corporations,
felt like.
Man, they are slimy.
I know, right?
Slimy.
Don't.
I don't know. No. I'm just kidding. When they ask you to round up, you know, then it's less than a dollar. I always say yes to that, right? You want to round up I don't know.
You should take that change, put it in your own thing, and donate it yourself. That's what you should do.
Yeah, that's
don't
a good point.
Do yourself a favor. Don't do them a favor.
But when you get a haircut, even. Okay. I mean, Nikki always gets on me about
different.
This. I've had two really bad haircuts in a row. That's when I'm wearing a hat. Just bad.
I don't think they're bad. I don't see a problem with them. Do you ever, Jim?
He's always wearing a hat, so I don't know.
Yeah, tough to know, but
I'm there, and it's like, I told you 3/4 of an inch, and she took off like 1.5 inches. It's like, I wanted to just tell her, it's like, can you read? Can you look at this?
Your hair wasn't that long, but.
It was long.
So you did this right now with your fingers. That's about 1.5 inches, right?
Yeah.
That's how much she took off. Okay. And I wanted 3/4 of an inch.
It wasn't even over your ears. No, John,
can I
you exaggerate.
My, can okay, I finish my right. story?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Just finish my story?
Okay.
So anyway, so I'm all PO'd already. And she
did what you said.
And she flipped the thing to give her a tip.
Oh.
And I wanted to say no, zero. But I was bullied into giving her a tip. What?
Okay, a couple things wrong with that story. When you go in to see a stylist, maybe you want to bring a little picture of some guy that you're infatuated with and say, I want my hair to look like his.
A guy I'm infatuated with. There are no guys I'm infatuated
there you go.
With.
I'm trying to help you. Then you need to tell her what you want done. If you told her,
I will say this. I will say this.
John,
if I could switch places with any guy, it'd be Sam Elliott or the other guy, Todd, and this, I don't want to sound weird here, Todd, that you kind of remind me of. You kind of look like.
No idea.
Yeah. The actor, big time actor.
Yep.
He was in A Star Is Born.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Yes.
No.
What?
No.
I think you look like him. I wish I looked like Sam. I wish
those big glasses on.
I wish I would look like Sam Elliott and had his voice.
But not
beef. It was for dinner.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to help her out a little
bit. Who would you be?
If
you could be a different guy. Would it be me?
I want to get back to the hairstylist because I think they really do a good job. I think you got to go in there and you got to tell them exactly what you want. And I think. Why would she cut off more hair than she has to? Because then you're not going to come back as often, right? Because they, you know what I mean? Like they'd like to come back every 4 weeks.
Is there
weeks.
Some law that every hairstylist these days has to have tattoos on their neck?
You like that though.
Have you noticed that though?
You like that though.
Why is it every hairstylist is tatted up? What?
I
have you seen that though? Have you noticed that?
A little bit. Yeah. Just,
what's up with that? I'm just throwing that out there. Anybody else notice that? Every hairstylist is like tatted up like you can't believe.
Yeah. I was at an event one time with, he was a DA and I was a judge. And he just said, I didn't know admission was a tattoo. Some of that.
It's like bizarre. It's like,
wow. How many people that's funny.
Okay. What was your other point about me?
Okay.
You had 2 points. Go ahead.
One is that you bring in a picture, but secondly, be very direct. I mean, they cut hair, I don't know, 8-10 people a day. So I think it's a little bit your fault that you've been complaining a lot about your haircuts. And I think you got to be a little bit more direct and say, look, this is what I really want. And I think she will do that or he will do that. I don't know if that's her hair, but anyway.
Todd? What?
Read this text that came in.
Which guy would you be? Well, let's get back to the hairstylist. Todd, I would want to be you.
Thanks,
our
Brian.
Our texters are awesome. Yeah, they we are. Have like our. We should just do a show with our texters. Just read our texts and we get.
We just got a comment from TJ who said, "Guy, he's infatuated with, so he's going to go to a stylist shop with a picture of Jim."
All right, TJ.
I'm not even kidding. Our texters are better than us.
Yeah.
There's not even a question. Also, Human Rights Day, Dewey Decimal System Day.
Wow.
Okay.
Remember that?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. John, the card catalog.
John, explain that to us.
Did that? Whatever happened to that?
I'm sure they still use it somehow, in some way, shape, or form.
It just is easier to.
Well, you got to text him.
Sorry.
15 days to Christmas. Raven Simone is 39.
She played the youngest girl on The Cosby Show. What was her name?
Oh, really?
Not Rudy, but the younger one. Remember the real little one
that came
on board? She played her,
kidding.
So she's 39.
Oh my gosh. Bobby Flay, is he a chef?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. 60. And then your girlfriend.
I don't even want to read that one.
You have to.
Susan Day?
She can't be 72 years old.
Oh, yeah.
She can't be 72 years old. Yeah. That'd be like one of the Golden Girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Susan Day was the love of my life.
That Partridge Family?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 72. Wow. Susan Day. I can't believe she's 72.
What's she been doing in the last 50 years?
She was also in L.A. Law.
Yeah.
Remember that? That was a good show.
It was a good show.
That was a good show.
And Susan Day, the love of my life, is 72. Wow.
Jeez. I'll get this out of my head.
Come on now with me, everybody.
I still watch that show.
And hear us singing.
Some of the worst acting in the world.
Ever.
Right? One of the things that bothers me about shows is when they have a quote-unquote band in the show, and none of them know how to play the instruments, and they're not on beat.
Remember that little girl? She was like, really hot.
Mr. Kincaid.
Ruben.
Yeah.
Ruben Kincaid. Absolutely.
That guy was a voice actor for a long time.
Was he?
Yeah.
At least one
of let me just throw this out there. And be honest with me. The mom, yes or no?
No.
Todd?
She was attractive.
I'm saying yeah.
I mean, she was kind of like Carol Brady, kind of the same thing, right?
Carol Brady, yes or no?
I want to get back to the...
Yes or no, Jim. That's all I ask. Yes or no.
Did people...
Yes or no.
Okay. Carol Brady. Maybe. All right. How's that?
Texters. My guys, texters.
Okay.
Carol Brady, yes or no?
Yeah. John, but Todd, you will know this. Did these people, were they smart enough to know? Because are they getting royalties today when we watch this stuff on that MTV? What's it called? That
MeTV?
MeTV.
I don't know.
And that stuff is on there. And a lot of them are dead. You know, like, Barney, some of those shows. But I'm just wondering, the people who are alive, like, I don't know, did they think 40, 50 years ago there was going to be reruns in 2024?
Well, okay. So remember we had James Campen on, former Packer? On our show?
Oh, yeah.
And he had a bit part in that movie, Everybody's All-American.
Yeah.
And if he had a spoken line, okay,
that's
and they
right.
cut it.
They cut it.
If they had kept that line in, he'd be getting checks on a regular basis for that line.
Right.
So, part. So can you imagine for being in a show?
But didn't those Star Trek people got burned.
I think he still gets residuals? Chuck Ramsey.
Really?
He was in the movie. He was in the movie Anatomy of a Murder, which was videoed or shot up in Marquette. Okay.
Yeah.
With huge names, huge big time names, and he played the part of a doctor. And I think he still gets residual checks for that.
Nice.
That's a movie. I just think these sitcoms like these weren't that good. Everybody thought, well, they're going to live, you know, four years, 3 years, and now they're back and they're on like sometimes
all the time.
Sometimes three shows in a row.
There are channels that are just that one show.
Well,
like MeTV
is kind of like that. Yeah.
Huh?
I think MeTV.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out. Let's get old Chuck Ramsey.
Free. Okay.
Todd, call Chuck Ramsey right now.
I'll get on.
Okay.
Quick break. Breakfast.
I'm sure he's awake.
This morning, I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. And so I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it.
and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. 4:45 on December 26th at Concordia University, the boys basketball team tips off against multiple schools in the Varsity Invitational. December 27th at 9 a.m., boys wrestling faces Lourdes Academy at UW-Oshkosh in the Varsity Invitational. Then at 10 a.m., girls wrestling competes in the Varsity Invitational against Sheboygan South at Lakeland University. Later at 3, the girls basketball team tips off in the Varsity Tournament versus Green Bay Preble at Green Bay Preble High School. For more events and details, visit OshkoshNorthSpartansAthletics.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go menu is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
All right, don't forget, coming up after 7 o'clock this morning, Grown-Up Gift List, your chance to text in to play and win with the Civic Media Group across the state of Wisconsin this morning. After 7 o'clock, the prize that's up for grabs is an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. And, of course, you're also in the drawing for grand prizes, 8 grand prizes going out there. You can see that list at civicmedia.us. That is coming up this morning after 7 o'clock. The Grown-Up Gift List Text to Win Contest with Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, by the way, I want to talk about something for Jim's home, or not your home, your where you work.
At the homeless shelter.
Residence.
The community shelter. Yeah, yeah. I was talking to them last night.
I want to talk. Let's try to get people to give gifts. Tell people how they can give gifts for Christmas.
Ooh, yes. And we're doing that right now. We have the sizes of our residence. We have 118 people living there right now. It's funny. We were talking last night about people always ask me, they said, what do you tell people you do when people ask you what you're doing? Because they all know I have the radio show and I'm teaching. I said, look, I don't tell them I work at a homeless shelter because I don't believe you guys are homeless. I think you guys are between homes.
Yeah.
You know, they've had some medical things that we talked about this morning. Yep. They've got, and these people aren't, you know, they're all over 18, but a lot of them are 30, 40.
I'm going to say this again. It is a slipperier slope than people would realize to go from being what we consider normal, whatever, to catastrophic things happening from lack of insurance or loss of a job or whatever, right, to being home or divorce or alcohol.
Well, the
issues.
Thing is,
but you guys, I mean, I've met your people. You would never know. You know, the persona that you have of a homeless person is somebody sleeping in a garbage bag on the street. And it's not. These are like, quote-unquote, normal people.
They're clean. They're just, they take showers. They're well-groomed. You know, not somebody, but have come to the shelter and like, you know what I like about your place is that you can't tell who's a resident and who's working here. And I think that's really true. And but anyway, is it a homeless shelter? Sure. But it's really, these people are between homes. They're going to get out of, you know, they're going to be productive citizens in, I don't know, a year, 7 months, however long it takes. Everybody's an individual. But yeah, anyway, it's Christmas and they don't have any place to go, really. Just on our website at newcommunityshelter.org, we have a list of what we're looking for. Do you know what we need, believe it or not? It's like aftershave and cologne.
What? We can help you out with that.
I know. I don't wear that, so I didn't really think of that.
I can honestly say my dad would always use aftershave. And I can honestly say I've never used aftershave.
I haven't since I was, you know, just starting off. Right. And I had to be like dad, right?
Yeah.
I haven't since then.
Yeah. And I saw that on the list.
Was like, Brute an aftershave?
Yes. Well, Brute was a cologne, right?
Maybe there was both. Maybe they had a cologne and an aftershave.
I loaded up on the Brute when I was in high school. I'll be honest with you.
Well, okay. So you did use
it. I think
it.
The chicks dug that.
Yeah, they did. That, yeah. So you did use it.
Brute.
Yeah. That's... There's other things on the list.
What did you bring in the other day? Old Spice?
Yes. No, that's not Old Spice. It's English Leather.
English Leather. English Leather.
And Nikki brought that in, remember? Because
But is that an aftershave?
I don't know. Let me go check.
I don't know. Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Do they still sell aftershave?
I think...
Because that was such a big
market,
item.
Right. Yeah. Big item. Anyway,
I don't know.
Maybe a couple people requested that, but I was like, okay. Saw that on the list.
What is the tie?
Deodorant.
It's an aftershave.
It is an aftershave.
I think there's also aftershaves that aren't necessarily like that. They're more like creams and stuff.
Okay.
You know.
Anyway, that kind of jumped out at me. But there's a whole bunch of stuff on that list. So, yes, any help we can get. And you've been great this year.
Well, I'm glad
you have. I know. I mean, you donated some things and... We had somebody drop off some shoes here.
That was from Nikki, bought three pairs of shoes.
Oh, these are from Nikki. Oh, no, we had somebody else drop off some shoes the other day, which was awesome. Okay. And so in my office, you've been there, which is,
I'm going to admit something, though, that's the bad side of me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you took something from?
No!
No! Okay,
no!
God, that would kill me. Okay.
No! When you were leaving yesterday, Nikki says, hey, grab this bag of shoes, bring them to gym. I go, he's walking to his car. She said, well, get some steps in. And I'm like, oh.
So is that why the shoes are in the studio? Yeah. Right.
All right, I'll take them today. I got to be there at 10 anyway. So
thank you, Nikki.
Nikki, I'm sorry. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, what? She's like, just run the shoes to him.
Oh. That's great. I mean, those will get given out at Christmas. Christmas Eve, we have a pretty big party.
Can't believe Susan Day is 72 years old. I can't believe that. How are we doing on our contest, Carol Brady or Shirley Partridge?
So right now, Shirley Partridge is winning over Carol Brady by hands down.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right. All right. All right. So I apologize. Okay. I didn't bring those shoes out to you.
No, that's fine.
I'm going to buy a bunch of stuff for your guys.
They're going to like that. You need to come over, you know, and just talk to them.
Well,
you.
Another thing, though, Mass Apparel that was here yesterday, guy, he brought us those beautiful hoodies.
Oh, yeah.
I want to donate those to your people. I do. I want to donate them to your people. Those are great hoodies.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
The staff may have already taken them, just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
I was wondering where they were, to be honest with you.
They're gone.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a radio station. You know how that works out,
right? I do know how radio stations work. Oh, my gosh. Hey,
clothes?
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you the world of radio. When I was back at the old place, at, 101, and we'd always get food. Literally almost every day, people would bring in food. There'd be some restaurant, some whatever, some benefit. Okay, and they would say, and they wouldn't let food in. We had our new studios, Todd.
Yeah.
Duke.
Yep.
No food.
Yep.
No food. No food in the studio. Okay, because
yeah, right.
So it'd be in the break room type thing. 90% by the time we were done with that segment of the person, 90% of that food would be gone. Every salesperson, every other jock, every other whatever would tear into that food like you can't believe on a regular basis. Yes, is it Todd? Am I lying about
absolutely
the
true.
World of radio?
Yeah.
But you know one thing though, too, Jim, with your place though, I. And again, people have people need to come to your place to see it firsthand.
Yeah, they do. They do need to take a tour and see the program and how it works.
It's not just giving people a place to sleep.
Rest,
you're helping them move on in life.
Well, they're helping themselves. We just give them some guardrails, but yeah,
I love your
amazing.
Wall of fame.
Yeah.
And everything. I think it's really cool. I'm not BS.
Hey,
I mean,
you who's coming over to we have celebrity servers once in a while. Bill Jarts.
Oh no,
he's been
great.
Texting me.
That's
you know.
Awesome.
And we have some great people.
Awesome.
But everybody's great.
Quick break.
Right.
Back after this. You feel
alright when you hear the music. A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Luigi Mangione facing a second-degree murder charge in New York in connection with the fatal shooting of Brian Thompson, CEO of United Healthcare Insurance Group. ABC's Lana Moise says Mangione was found with a fake ID and other evidence in Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Police say he also had a 3D-printed silencer and a 3D-printed ghost gun, which is untraceable with no serial numbers, as well as a 3-page document which sources say mentioned United Healthcare by name and included the quotes, "These parasites had it coming, and I do apologize for any strife and trauma, but it had to be done."
Mangione will be extradited to New York. Streams of refugees who have been forced from their homes in Syria amid the civil war are now returning to the country, the rebels continuing to rejoice the toppling of President Bashar Assad's government. More than 2,000 homes under mandatory evacuation orders as a fire continues to burn near Malibu, California. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth